already done it. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That bottom line in a court filing from the Justice Department, which says it finished a review for potentially privileged information in documents seized from the Trump estate in Florida and found a limited set of materials that may contain privileged information. The search of the estate was 3 weeks ago today, setting off a court fight that includes the former president's push for a special master to review the documents.
Some legal experts believe it's too late for this special master, as time is not on the side of Team Trump, but still the Trump team is arguing a special master is needed to give that neutral perspective. Judge Cannon will hear arguments over the special master Thursday afternoon in West Palm Beach.
Fox's David Spund at the Justice Department. Meantime, intelligence officials conducting a damage assessment of the documents. The U.S. urging Russia again to allow a demilitarized zone around the nuclear power plant it's been occupying for months in Ukraine. UN inspectors en route to the plant arriving in the capital Kyiv today amid growing concern about a potential disaster with shelling nearby. NASA may try again later this week to launch its new moon rocket after engine trouble this morning.
Artemis 1's launch was scrubbed because one of the four engines wasn't cooling properly. Mission manager Mike Serafin now says the other three engines had similar problems, but to a lesser extent. The question is, can they launch during a chance on Friday?
The team worked through a number of issues today. The team was tired at the end of the day, and we just decided that it was the best to knock it off and to reconvene tomorrow.
But Friday is very much a possibility, and they will proceed for now as if they will.
Fox's Evan Brown. The rocket is designed to eventually send astronauts back to the moon and beyond, but the first mission is to put an unmanned capsule into a six-week lunar orbit. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
National security officials in the U.S. say it's important for the Iran nuclear deal to be revived without conditions.
The president of Iran says there must be an end to inspections of nuclear facilities for there to be any hope of restoring the nuclear deal. NSC coordinator for strategic communications John Kirby says the U.S. stand on what it will take to restart the deal will not change.
There should not be any conditionality between re-implementation of the nuclear deal and investigations that are related to Iran's legal obligations under the Non-Proliferation Treaty and its comprehensive safeguards.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran must explain man-made uranium particles at undeclared nuclear sites. Iran has not yet done so. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Unprecedented monsoon rains and the resulting flooding, now blamed for more than 1,100 deaths in Pakistan, where nearly 500,000 people are crowded into camps after losing their homes. 11 more people were killed today when a boat being used for volunteer rescues capsized. More batteries for electric cars would be made in the U.S. under a joint plan from two companies based overseas.
Major South Korean battery maker LG and Japanese automaker Honda are investing $4.4 billion in U.S. battery manufacturing for Honda electric vehicles. The companies haven't said where in the U.S. the battery plant will be built, though the Associated Press, citing people familiar with the plan, say it will be in Ohio, with construction that could begin early early next year, though a deal that's also subject to regulatory approval.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, those batteries would be used only for Honda vehicles assembled in North America. An hour to the close on Wall Street, stocks remain lower, but only slightly. The Dow's down 14 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.